This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Power on. Power on.
It's time to take your place on the starting grid and get ready for Racer Radio. Your host, Dave Stahl, about to take you for a white-knuckled lap around the motorsports industry, covering everything from top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Watch for the apex, because here comes Racer Radio with Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to Racer Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
Hey, this hour is brought to you by Southwest Point of Sale. Got a little grocery store, liquor store, maybe you've got a little trouble with the cashiers, can't seem to keep them in the building? Well, why don't you try self-checkout? Yeah, you know, the big guys are doing it, Walmart, Costco, and it's really not as expensive as you would think. Give Southwest a call at 800-540-2149. They'll come out, and if their system hooks up with your system, you get 7 days a week, 24-hour-a-day service for the price you'd pay for a cash register. 800-540-2149. And if you have a BMW, Mini Cooper, or a Porsche, check out Black Forest Motorsports. Over 40-plus years in the automotive business. Great alternative to the dealer. And they've got performance on the side. BlackForestAutomotive.com. BlackForestAutomotive.com. Hey, kid.
Hi, David.
Welcome. You look cute with that pink bag.
I know. Our guest came bearing gifts.
And I got a blue bag.
I can't wait.
You have to wait. Now you have to wait till the end of the show.
No, it's probably not going to happen.
It doesn't smell like bacon.
Doesn't matter. There's goodies. It's a goodie bag.
All right,
I'm excited.
Who are these lovely couple you
made
drive in all the way from Arizona.
I'm wishing them steady weather on the way home.
They're looking for warm weather.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, the young lady to my left has found her way behind the wheel of a Micro. And to put into perspective how well she's doing already, she's already been to the Tulsa Shootout twice.
Wow.
So that's saying something. And I believe just last night earned the 2022 Cactus Region Most Improved Driver. So to my left, we have Ashley Afdahl, and to my right, car owner Tony Morris.
Cool.
Welcome.
So, wow, you're just having a ball, right?
Gripping, chipping, running every dirt track I can.
Jeez.
How old are you?
23? Yeah, 23.
Wow. How long have you been racing?
Since I was 17.
Like where she started, Dave.
Who got you started?
I ran a go-kart.
Right. Dirt or asphalt?
Dirt.
Yeah, I've never done it. I've not been on the dirt yet.
Oh, really?
No, I know. Well, see, the problem is I have all these invitations to go up to Camp Lockett or Paris. But what happens when I do that? What will I buy next?
Yeah, you'll buy the best go-kart you can.
Yes. So that's why I've been staying away from it. But that, by far, to me, was the most fun in my driving career with go-karts.
She went go-karts straight to Micro. Like nothing in between.
How big of a change? How big of a difference between the two?
Well, the go-kart I ran was a stock go-kart. So, I mean, they maybe went 20 miles an hour.
Oh, my gosh.
20 miles an hour?
So they might have went a little faster.
Yeah, let's give her 40. What do you
think? Maybe 40.
Does that sound? But
okay,
still.
So
feels like it.
So, but when you're that close to the ground,
you're doing
it's
100.
A lot faster.
You're doing 140.
No, it was no.
Did you breathe?
No. No, I'm just kidding.
I always had a problem with breathing, especially if I got in first.
Yeah.
I just stopped breathing.
No, I had to mute all my GoPro footage because I would talk a little dirty on there and get mad a lot of people.
You actually talk while you race?
It's because the karting is just so different. The people are a lot more aggressive. So when I started at 17, 18, I was the only female. I was the youngest person there. It's actually Tony's karting class I started off in. And so I just got a little angry and got all my adrenaline and anger out for the week. And yeah.
Absolutely. It's therapeutic.
Where have I heard that before?
Yeah, right here. I think I've already said it in the green room it's my drug of choice.
Yeah. No.
Racing.
So you have a racing school?
No, I wish.
I
created a club back in 2015.
Yeah.
And give the parents something to do while we were dealing with the outlaw carts with the kids and the quarter midgets with the kids.
Yeah.
The dads needed an outlet. So I said, hey, let's create a go-kart class with the stock 212 engine on it. And then it turned into a pretty good class back home.
Where's back? Like, where was this exactly?
In Arizona.
Yeah. Exactly. Like at a particular track?
Santan Karting. Which is no longer around now, but everything's shutting down in Arizona, unfortunately. But
well, it's here too.
Yeah,
you know, that's. I mean, it's. I can't tell you how many tracks do we have on, just to try to save the track.
We talked about that in the green room as well.
You're not supposed to do that.
Save the speedway, though. We had them on a couple weeks ago.
I know, it's crazy.
It actually opened back up.
So this could be your first season in the micro.
Second. I ran a full year this past year.
Okay. How'd you do?
Not too bad.
The most improved driver.
That's the important part.
And to go to Tulsa.
Yeah.
Shootout.
So were you, did you know where you were going? Or did you just know you were going to another racetrack?
Oh, was Tulsa Shootout just another race to you? Or did you realize?
Well, we ran it the first year we ran it, which was what, 2021? I think I was probably my second full race in a micro. So I just showed up.
I threw her into the pack of wolves.
Yeah, you threw in the deep end. Yeah,
Only way to learn. So we went to that. And
do me a favor at your age. Go home. Get a book and start writing this stuff down. Because if that doesn't turn out to be a world-class movie, I don't know what will. And you're only 23. You see what I'm saying? Get this, because you'll forget. Have her start writing every night before you go to bed. I know it's called a diary. Don't I bug people?
You do suggest this. I will say she's probably documenting it well on social media, Instagram and TikTok.
Can you find anything on social media that you want to go look for that's yours?
But she's documenting her progress. I mean, you should see her even on old person's Facebook. I was a guppy, but now I'm a piranha. Huh?
Well, it's because the first year I went, I always said, hey, back at the big pond, you know what I mean? Running with the top guys.
Yeah.
You're running with people like Kyle Busch and everything. Yeah. So I tried to get a full season under my belt and showed up with purple hair, dyed my hair last year and said, we're going in, and came as a piranha, not a guppy.
And you made it to a C.
I did. Yeah. We had a lot of car issues, so I kind of struggled just running the soup. But, you know, I did what I did. So when they came and interviewed me, I said, well, this is my one chance. I might not win a race, but they're going to think I did.
Hey, I'm telling you, that is exactly how you people should look at racing. Because you never know where you may end up.
Yep.
Well, yeah, there's over 300 drivers, right?
I think we had about 1,700 entries.
Yes.
So
let's go to the diabolical one. What prompted you to take her to Tulsa?
We raced the go-kart race back in, I believe it was 2017, at our local racetrack in Arizona. And she wrote a post on Facebook, or it might have been Facebook, Instagram, something like that. And I read it, and it said she wanted to, it was a big dream of hers to race in front of a crowd, so on and so forth. And we were just friends back then. And then I had an unfortunate accident happen. And then, long story short, she got the opportunity to get into a micro. And I'm like, well, if we're going to do it, we're going to do it all the way. So,
yeah, that's fantastic. You know, because, you know, that, I mean, that to me, that'd be pretty mind-boggling.
It's awesome.
You gonna open up your bag or what?
Oh, a goodie bag.
Jeez, I gotta wait for everything.
Okay, but no dead air right now.
And I'm not you.
She's got the cards. Ooh, which reminds me. So what are these cards called? They have a hero card.
Called hero cards.
I reached out.
You don't have
out.
Any?
No, but Kelly Witzel does. And this morning I reached out to Kelly and Kelly and said you should tune in. So we have a junior driver. She actually kind of has the same colors
as well.
She has a big personality as
She's cute as
and
a button.
She eats like rusty nails for breakfast because she goes aggro. So I'm hoping she tuned in because I think you would be a great role model.
If you go to the back too, there's a you can scan it. And since you do dirt bikes, you get some goggles from Onium. Get 20% off.
See, she's so good at all this promotion. You'll love her when you look her up.
That's
go to her Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok.
So where'd you learn to do that stuff?
I got the pork chop.
I had to throw it in
I got the pork chop.
You got the pork chop?
After
the
commercial break, I'm going to ask her about this pork chop.
Okay.
I love it.
All right, let's take a quick break. You listen to Racial Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer. Look.
All right, folks, welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170. What are you doing? Put your cans on.
I've lost my headphones under all these gifts.
FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This is brought to you by Alcohol & Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better than Alcohol & Ford, just like family. Whether they're doing used, new, service, parts, they are the best. Paul Dyke races at Barona, and he's packaged up a championship or two. And we thank him for all his support. All right, there.
Well, I did, since this is the Barona segment, if I may just say thank you again to all the sponsors. I know some big ones, the Alcohol & Ford, Rick's RV as well. I know that they're looking for more sponsors, put up on the big billboards around the track.
Right.
And
plenty of room.
Yeah, I think they're also going to put some bales of straw out and maybe even put covers for more sponsorship if people are interested. Contact the Salazars or Mark Rose.
That's a great idea.
Mark also said, I don't know if I can speak the details, but apparently some of the big head honchos of Barona got together and they're already talking about track prep, just what they need to do, what they want to do to make sure that
how many people they need to get it done,
and just specifically what they want to do to make it a good surface and a safe surface. So Mark said something, I didn't know if I had at liberty to speak specifically, but as a driver, I really like what they are thinking of doing.
So. Any improvement on the track, and
especially safety.
I think our special guest could probably even attest to that. Track preparation?
Yep.
Do you like a dry slick? Do you like hookup? Do you like banked?
Especially introduce her one more time.
Ashley Aftal and Tony Morris.
Okay. I love the way you do that. So, do you have a certain type of surface you like to race on versus another?
Yeah, I mean, I like how, like, Port City, it's pretty hooked up. It's a bank track. That's kind of my favorite. In Arizona, it's really slick. Yeah. Obviously, it's 115 degrees, so moisture does not exist.
Not in the least.
When we were in Indiana at Gas City seeing Jake Swanson, we were just, my dad and I, over the top, like, in love with the condition. It seems so hooked up. It just clay, and we were talking to the guy behind us, and he's like, it's just average. We're like, oh, yeah, we're in Indiana. But out in Arizona and California, it's like dreamy because we're used to dry slick.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, so I like it hooked up.
Yeah.
And banked, you said.
Yep, banked.
Which, as go-kart, I'm surrounded by go-kart drivers. Is it always flat?
No.
Oh, okay. I've only seen flat.
No, the further south you go, the more. Like, if you go back down south, you get a bunch of clay banked tracks that are hardcore.
Can you tell our listeners what you told me about how serious it is down south?
Oh, it's very. If you're dirt track go kart racing,
listen to the purses he was going for, Tony. Here,
well, some of the purses, I mean, they can get up to $150,000, $160,000 for a weekend.
Yeah. So I know
you're racing for $50,000 to win in a go kart,
and this is a poor man's racing division.
No,
not in the go karts back there.
Not in the south.
Well, it used to be. I mean, does that mean, like, when I was a kid and I would go to Sanders and I'd hand him my checkbook and my go-kart and say, when you give it back, if I lose, it better be me and not you?
Pretty much.
But then, now if you did that, you'd lose your house.
You would. Yeah, because you're running for $50,000 to win.
Well, of course, of course.
They're doing it right back. Midwest and down south, they're doing it right because they get the people that come in and help with the sponsorships.
And it fills the stands, too.
And you get a couple hundred entries.
Yeah. And tell me go-karts on anything, more than five is a show.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially if you hang a $100 bill at the end.
If you're racing 40 of them on the track.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
In a main, you can have 40? Yeah, I mean, they're half the size
of... as many as show up.
Yeah.
So I've been in main events with 44 guys.
Yeah. Well, see, all I've ever done is asphalt, so I'm an asphalt guy, not a dirt guy. I haven't tried the dirt yet, but mine's road courses.
Yep.
I'm a road course guy. I really like, and I'm not into shifters. Are you into shifters?
Not so much. Okay, I mean, they're fun, but
so I have to tell you a cute story, and then we'll get back to our lovely guest. Back in the day, I ran a go-kart track up in Davis, California. And we snagged the money from the green sticker fund that we didn't contribute to. And we built the whole track. And then they came after us. But that's another story. And we're all sitting there one Sunday or Saturday. And here comes this fire engine red box truck. Yamaha on the side of it. So he opens his door and he rolls out this fire engine red go-kart with a KT100.
Oh, boy.
Hanging on the side. He went,
That's never gonna work. Are you kidding? That's gotta weigh 500 pounds. And all of us were our McCullough chainsaw motors. As you know, they're no, we are gone and they are staying. But yeah, it actually happened at our track, and it was, and I've never forgotten it to this day. Innovation is always right around the corner.
Yep. You never know when it's gonna change, and
yeah.
People keep changing stuff all the time.
So did you race anything other than micro? Oh, don't you look
I
so
love
cute.
It. Dedication
little,
over here.
You little porky choppers.
Pork choppers.
Pork choppers.
It's a pig riding a chopper.
I love it. I love it. So how did you get into the micros? Did you race anything prior to micros? Or is this
just the dirt go-karts.
Okay, so then nothing before that?
No, I got my start really late. A lot of people start when they're like 3 years old.
Or 42.
Or 42, which is a great number. It's my race number.
Yes.
But
It is.
I didn't start until I was about 17. I grew up around our racetrack locally, Manzanita, which is unfortunately closed. But grew up around it, always wanted to get into it, but as you know, racing is very expensive.
So you say you always wanted to get into it. I mean, did a TV program, or was it your mom or your dad? Did you go to a track?
Yeah, so I grew up at Manzanita.
Okay, so you
running. Yep, when I was 8 years old, there was only one female running in the class, actually in micros, and I was like, that's cool. Like, this is the empowering of how women can compete against so many men. Yeah. I was like, that's what I want to do. But just kind of, you know, racing was so expensive, so I never got the opportunity. And my dad was like, hey, like, I'll support you 100%, but I can't support you funding-wise.
Right.
A lot of people are obviously rooted in racing. Their dad races, their grandpa's neighbor's uncle races. Yeah. But I'm a first-generation racer in my family, so I saved up all my money and bought a $500 go-kart and raced in his class, banged the boards with boys, and then got the opportunity to run in a micro thanks to Tony here. And
wow.
Yeah.
Got a little respect along the way, I bet, too.
It was hard. It took about 4 years. I raced carts, but yeah, no. It took a lot of seat time to gain the respect of men.
And you know what? And you probably wouldn't have it any other way.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, you don't want somebody to come in and say, okay, well, you have to. No, you have to earn it, you know, because that's the only way. Yeah. And it's so funny when you put a helmet on, you don't know what you are.
Yeah.
It's all talent. It's all.
You're a driver.
Yeah, you're a driver.
Just another driver.
I think micros, once you get to the micros and up, I think a lot of men understand it. But I think our karting class was tough just because I was the only female and I was 17. So it was all the dads that raced. And so to them to see a female was like, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was a tough learning curve. But I think it made me stronger to be like, hey, no, I taught them that girls can compete and girls can race. And then, you know. Yeah.
Well, your attitude has a lot to do with it, too. I mean, you're already convinced.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to prove anything to anybody. All you got to do is just let me go out there. I'll show you.
Yep, pretty much.
Did you ever want to drive a micro? Fashion lady.
I'm distracted by the backside of her shirt now.
By the way, for all you radio folks, Brittany has got a plethora of memorabilia.
Well, you had a nice booth at Tulsa. I saw.
Yeah, it looks like Ashley Afdahl Racing threw up in here. But
I'm serious.
Not
a heart attack.
A lot to offer. To your question, yeah, absolutely. I think it's kind of similar to the dwarf car. Darren Brown having been my kind of.
Both powertrains?
I don't know
what
that
engine?
Much.
Two different. We run 600s.
Okay.
Street bike motors.
Street bike engines, and I believe theirs are 1,200.
Yeah.
Or
2,000.
Yeah. What's the weight difference, you think, between the two cars?
That's probably pretty
close. Ours has to be 1,000.
Okay, so we're 600 and...
Like 700, 750.
And, yeah.
Okay.
Depends on if you're restricted.
So you probably could... She could drive yours, and you could drive hers. Just
I heard that dwarfs are really hard compared to micros. Well, no, like, dwarfs are really hard to drive.
They are hard
Jessica Swanson
to drive.
Told me
nobody told
heavy.
Her. Nobody told her.
Well, luckily, I didn't know any better, but I do know that they're not easy. But talking to Darren Brown, who loves the dwarfs, he really likes the micro, too. I mean, he really, the way he smiles when he talks about it.
Well, the micros are crazy because they're just like a sprint car in a sense of there's nothing on the car that shouldn't be there. I mean, I'm 5'10", and it's a tight squeeze to get in those cars. You don't got no room.
Well, you're 5'10", yeah, you got it. You can't lose any more weight, whatever you do. You're looking fine right there, okay?
They're very upright.
You on the other hand.
Yes, Dave?
Do they drive like a bus?
No. No, they're very twitchy.
The midget. Once you get into the midgets, then they get into the old
school
bus.
And the pedals go down.
No, so
and the micros, you're forward. You're still forward.
Your legs are to the side of like the motor.
Yeah,
so they're like
weird.
Flat out. Yeah.
You think
I've sat in them before. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Darren's building the micros now. Yeah. The B&B. Mm-hmm. So there were actually five B&Bs at Tulsa. He's shy.
It's a segment.
But I've sat in them. They're a tight squeeze even for me. Mm-hmm. I sat in David Taft's and it was a tight squeeze.
Yeah. So is this a winged or non-winged car?
We run both. I prefer wing. It's a big debate, but I'm a wing driver. Tony over here likes his non-wing.
I always ask, because it's a different ride. Different finding traction.
So, here's the key question. Have you driven both with or without?
Yeah, at our local track, they run both.
What don't you like about the non-wing?
It's not that I don't like it. It's just it's a very big learning curve. So when I went from karting to micros, there's already a learning. I'd never shifted anything in my life.
Shifting and the power.
I liked the wing because mentally it had to teach me, hey, you need to stay on the gas through the corner. It's completely different. Non-wing, there's just a lot happening. So once you get caught up to the speed, then you can understand pedals, everything you need to do, gas, brake, and all that. So non-wing's a big learning curve I got to get used to, but I just like wing. I've always been a wing girl.
She's always wanted to race the wings, and so that's kind of her forte.
Well, I think as somebody that knows it inside and out, you know, with a wing car, you know, you're planted. Yeah. I mean, that car helps you get through the turns and keeps you under, I think, better control.
Yeah, the wing definitely helps you get around a corner, and that's where we kind of work together on. She likes the wings, I like the non-wings, and
yeah.
She can stay into it and go through the corner when I'll still try to pitch it in there and lift a knot like I'm racing a non-wing with the wing on there, and I'm like, oh, you can't do
you
that. Stupid. You got
to
stay in this thing. So, but I like being sideways.
But have you ever noticed how the girls, once you tell them what it is, they just seem to know right exactly.
I wish I learned as well.
We've got this testosterone thing. I mean, it just gets in the way terribly.
We're thinkers. Are you?
Yeah.
I should say overthinker.
Yeah, I got to have stickers on my dash to remind me to calm down because sometimes I'm like a squirrel in my helmet.
Yeah, I might have a few stickers too that my crew chief puts above.
I'm like, I need to calm down.
You know, and it's hard to explain to somebody until they've had the experience. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think some get it more so than others. We got a caller calling in. Mm-hmm. Did I tell you who it was?
Back to back, Brody Roa.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Big time. So we're going to be chatting with him as soon as we come back right here on Racer Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Segment brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. Man, I'm telling you what, get on that website, make that phone call, help keep that track untouched by the water department. Hey, guess who's on the line? Mr. Brody Roa.
Mr. Back-to-back Brody Roa.
Is it back-to-back now?
I think it should
be. Did you change his name?
I'm always making up names for people.
Well, Brody, I don't know. You can either go with that or not. What do you think?
Hey, I guess as long as they're talking, right?
That's an Earnhardt if I ever heard one. Did you hit your head? Why did you do that? How you been, buddy? I haven't talked in a while.
I know. It's been a while.
Yeah.
We're good over here. Hope everything's good on your end.
Where are you at?
I just got home. Probably 2 hours ago now.
Been out racing?
Yep. We picked up two wins this weekend with a new exciting operation we got put together. So
what do you got?
A good start to the year.
What did you venture into this time?
Worked out a deal and teamed up with, I guess we've been teamed up with Tom and Christy Dunkel and Inland Rigging the last few years. And this year we had some sponsor changes where I had to put together a deal to be able to run the full CRA schedule. And they came on board big time and allowed us to do that. And co-owners of the car and race team. So,
well, congratulations on that. So, did you just say you're doing a full season?
Yep, that's our plan this year again. We'll run the full CRA schedule and go for the championship.
He's quite capable of it. Did I hear, can you confirm, I might be wrong here, but did you race in a 410 race, but you beat everybody in a 360? Is there truth to that?
Last year, yeah, at Santa Maria.
Nice.
In the main motorsports car.
No kidding.
Nice.
Well, that made people. That made people look around.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
It's kind of become a little more common out here for the 360s to run that good, but still, it's not. It's obviously, you know, when you're down 100, 150 horsepower, an extra 80 pounds on the engine, it's not ideal. So it's still it's not an easy task. Everything's got to be just right.
Is it a little more common out here, as you said, because we have drier slick out here, and so you don't need that extra horsepower? Just throwing it out there, I don't know.
Well, I think a lot of it is because we have a lot of 360 stuff out here.
Okay.
But I think there's good 360s out here, where, you know, you go back to the Midwest, it's all 410 stuff. So
yeah. Got it.
Well, at least there's two areas if you wanted to go. You know, like I said, depending on your budget, depending on how much time you can, you know, invest in it. You know, sometimes the 360s do just fine.
Yeah. I mean, there's some big hitter 360s.
Really good. Somebody's got to be on top, right? I mean, it could be you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
I feel like even with that win, you kind of took things a little slower or different. You didn't chase points so much last year. Is that true?
Yeah, last year we just kind of did a freelance schedule and just kind of ran.
Just kind of enjoyed yourself.
We ran probably two-thirds of the DRA schedule.
I kind of feel like it paid off this weekend. Like maybe you just mentally found it again.
Yeah, I think, well, this weekend was kind of exciting, you know, with the new team. With Tom and Christy, and then we just got a new DRC chassis, so that was the first weekend on it this weekend.
Wow.
You know, that thing worked pretty good, to say the least. So
to say the least.
Well, did it automatically? I mean, did you have to do any adjustments to it, or was it kind of like out of, you know, you hear this all the time, out of the box, ready to go?
It really was. I mean, I think. Wow. So the first nine in hot laps, we were fastest in our group, and then the track picked up a little bit for the second group. I think we were like fourth or fifth overall in hot laps.
Wow.
And we went third quick qualifying the first night. Yeah, and just kind of made little tweaks here and there for feel and what we liked, and really got it working.
Darn. I bet they're thrilled. Because, you know, do these guys, you know, what's the name of the chassis builder?
DRC.
Do they ask for any output of what you felt or what you found? Do they look for any data, you know, from their customers? Just kind of curious more than anything.
I mean, I actually talked to Joe Devin, who runs that deal.
Okay.
Called him between every time we were on track all weekend. So. Yeah.
Well, it just seems to me like that's what would be important to do, especially, you know, like if you're working with a chassis builder. You know, you could give him, even for the next chassis you pick up from him, you know, have him do some tweaks that, you know, fit you maybe a little bit better than the next guy. I was just kind of curious how.
This thing, a lot of non-wing guys are going to these DRCs, and that's kind of why we switched. And I just told him, you know, when I talked to him to order this thing, I said, build me what Joe Devin would run. So
I do that exactly. I love it, especially if I'm looking for an IPA. Which one would you buy?
Uh-huh.
Which IPA would you order? And I have not been burned yet. Hey, do we want to talk about our guests that are in the house? They may know this guy.
They've heard of you, huh? Yep. We have Ashley in house. She's in a micro. Second year, already got the most improved driver out of the Cactus region, and has been to the Tulsa Shootout twice. Have you done Tulsa Chili Bowl? Remind me, Brody.
Yeah. I've ran Chili Bowl five or six times,
Jeez, wow, her eyes just got big.
So then we have Randy.
We have Tony Morris. Right,
Tony Morris.
Randy, I'll
be
Randy. Tony. Same thing.
You can be Randy.
Yeah,
I go
for Squid. Looks like Randy.
There, he's go-kart as well. Have you been in a micro?
Yeah, I've ran since my kid passed. I've ran his car, and then I've ran my own. So.
Oh, okay. My, that must be what you referred to.
I was
going to
run. Yeah, that was the accident I was talking about. But I was actually going to go run go-karts up in Indiana, 2 years ago now. Huh. And everything. Brody, I think, was up there at that time. So we were always trying to text each other on Facebook or Messenger or whatnot, saying, hey, where are you going? This, that, back and forth.
Yes.
So.
When we mentioned you, Brody, they're like, oh, yeah. We all follow you. We all follow Brody on Facebook.
We're best
pals.
Friends from Facebook, yeah. I promise you.
Best friends on Facebook.
Well, he's got a good presence on Facebook as well. More information. Call. More information. Yeah. I was just looking. Are you 17R all season, if fans are watching for you?
Yeah, we'll be 17R, kind of a combination of our 91R, and then Tom runs his own sprint car, 17A, so we just went 17R.
Got it.
Perfect.
Changed the paint scheme some this year, matches white and black cars that, that he runs, and he'll win some races.
So who's slapped on the side of your car as far as sponsors go?
Well, there'll be more here in a couple of weeks when we actually.
That's what I'm talking about.
But I mean, we got almost all of our supporters from last year, you know, and adding Inland Rigging and Dunkel or Dunkel Farms as our big team up this year, along with Burris Racing, has been along with us since day one. And Biker Bruce, who has been with us since day one, so CSI Shocked and competition suspension, K1 race gear, Molecule, and then all of our family and friends that put into it. A lot of people go into an operation like this.
And your youngest fan,
that's a crew chief down there.
More yogurt.
Oh, more yogurt. Yeah, I don't blame him. That sounds pretty good. But, yeah. Well, no, I swear, how much does Inland Empire do? Every time I turn around, they're sponsoring somebody, which I think is awesome.
Yeah. I mean, they're huge for our sport right now.
Yeah.
As they put into it and to field a car and to field our car this year and, with the Imperial races that they're putting on, they're supporting that. And I think they did a hard charger bonus for those 2 weekends down at El Centro. And, yeah, it's they're awesome people and great to have them in our sport for sure.
Oh yeah, without a shadow of a doubt, and that's just one of many. And I only wanted to even mention it because Inland Rigging has nothing to do with racing. They pick things up and put them on trailers, and they have nothing to do with it. So if you're a business out there and you want to help. A starving race car driver. There's millions of them out there.
They can win back to back.
Well, that's a bonus. That's a bonus, And I don't think I heard Brody say he had a food sponsor, so there's always
that. I was wondering when you would bring that up.
You got to get a food sponsor, dude. That way you got food when you go to the track, and if they really like you, then they'll cook it all for you, and you won't have to do anything. See?
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. See? And if it wasn't for your crew chief down there hollering at you, I could have said you could get a beer sponsor. But since you got the little one there, you have to fix food.
She's over playing the drums now. So,
how old is she? How old is she?
Probably like the biggest budget on the team.
I was going to say, how old is she?
She's 2.
Oh, the fun years. That'll be a blast. Well, sounds like she's keeping you on your toes.
Last night was the first night she was awake for a win.
So yay.
That was cool.
That had to be so cool. What's her name? Hey, what's her name?
Addison.
Addison. Nice. That'll look great across the front of a junior dwarf.
Look at you.
My first thought was, oh, only 3 years till junior dwarf.
Yeah, no problem at all.
When he said two, that was my very first thought.
Piece of cake. We'll work on that. All right, buddy. Well, hey, it's always good hearing from you. We follow you all the time.
And yeah, we all do.
And if anybody wants to, how do they do that? What's your handle, as they say?
Bernie Roa Racing on Facebook or BRoa91 on Instagram.
There you go.
Congratulations again.
Absolutely.
On this weekend. It must feel good to come back that strong.
No kidding.
That's a great weekend for sure.
Yeah.
We're all excited, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely. So go scoop some yogurt.
Yogurt.
And we'll talk to you down the road, brother.
All right. Sounds good.
Thanks for having me. My pleasure. All right, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170. All right, hey, this is brought to you by Certified Car Clinic, 11370 North Woodside Avenue, Santee. That's Certified Car Clinic. Get all your work done. They got a dyno to prove it right here. So check these guys out at 619-562-4750, 619-562-4750. All right, we got Ashley and Tony.
And Tony Morris in all the way from Arizona. They drove in from Arizona today.
Just a quick
I'm impressed.
Skip right next door.
I would have flown my jetpack, but it was down.
The weather.
Yeah, true weather.
Would you love to do that?
That'd be
have
so
a jetpack.
Cool.
I would just.
That's my one thing.
I won't parachute. I won't jump out of an airplane.
Perfectly good.
But I will put on
a jetpack and fly yourself.
And go like, not the guy with that looks like the squirrel, you know, where they have just some material and they stick it out.
Oh, yeah. Paragliding. Isn't that what it's called?
No,
it's
these
the
are
suit.
Squirrels. They
that
look like
suit.
A
suit.
No, there's no control. I mean, they're doing 900 miles and they kind of go through a.
Yeah.
So you
want to
be Iron Man.
Yeah, exactly. So okay. Pawn Stars, Las Vegas. Don't know if you've ever been.
No, I haven't been there. My family has, but
walked in there, Tony cart, all the gear, everything, $2,000.
Oh.
Dang it.
I was on a press event. I had no way to get it out of there. $2,000. Oof. And if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Now it's about $10,000.
Yeah.
Could be.
And I don't think the frames have changed since Tony carts came out. Because, I mean, you talk about like you guys, you know, you come out of the box, or like Brody was saying, comes out of the box and it's right.
Yep.
Who builds your cars?
LTO builds the go-karts, and then we have Pace and
D1s
out of California.
That's
California,
the chassis, a D1?
D1
yep,
chassis.
D1. Got it.
Driven
to win.
You know, it's funny. I was at Barrett Jackson, and on their back of the car, all the placards, driven.
Oh.
Every one of them said it. Why is that crazy?
Very nice.
I don't know if it's the same company, but it would be smart if Jake did that.
I would think so, too.
Well, they have a base here in California. Mm-hmm. Jake Agopian owns it, and then Holly Holland owns D1 Midwest. Yeah. So there's like two branches.
Right.
Got it.
How many different races do you attend?
A lot.
Like race tracks?
So we run, we run Arizona a lot. That's our home track. And then we run Oklahoma. I think we're going to run Indiana, run here in California, Northern California.
Texas.
Like every weekend, you're going to be going to a different state.
If my wallet is thick enough, I will race anywhere I can. If I can get the funding, I'll race.
Right. So, okay. So you want somebody to help you get down the road. What are you going to give them in return for your services besides?
Besides my good wit and purple hair.
Exactly.
Funny jokes, you know? Oh, man, I've got a whole sponsorship deck. I've got a lot of people are into social media. So,
And I think that's important in today's up-and-coming 100%. Racer. If you're not into social media,
you're behind the ball.
You're behind the
ball. She's very proactive about it, too.
I had to be because, like I said, I didn't come from money. So I knew that me racing in a local dirt class, my viewership is not many. Like when you go to a race, you might have maybe 1,000 people if you're in a bigger race, but your viewership is so much bigger on social media. And I tell so many younger kids, like, get on social media, be smart on social media, but get on social media because that's what companies want. Your reach is so much bigger than the 100 people
especially
that are
every time they turn around, there you are.
Yeah, and she's funny about it too. I've seen her. Well, I saw a German Shepherd. Is that yours?
Yeah, I have a German Shepherd, Belgian Malinois.
Oh, it's beautiful. Being a dog guy here.
His name is Bullet. So you mess with me, you get the bullet.
There you go.
And then I saw that you did a food exchange with a female driver down in Australia.
Yeah, yeah. She races a late models, Laura. I think it's. I always butcher her last name. It's Burns or Byron's, but she's like 4'11".
I like it.
And she drives late models. Wow. She's really cool. Yeah.
She must have a booster seat as well.
Probably.
Because I might have one. I definitely
have
mine.
We don't have to tell anybody, though. Yeah. Don't worry. Well, there's no booster seat.
It's very comfortable.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
But your presence is often and funny. It's entertaining. It's
Rottweilers. Well, they're so cute.
Yes.
They're beautiful.
You can have that German Shepherd Malinois. I got my bears.
I'd get a Rottweiler, maybe a few more German Shepherds, Doberman, but unfortunately we're on the road too much, and I can't fit 10 big dogs in a truck.
Right.
I could try, but...
Yeah. Do you bring your dog to the track?
No, he stays at home. He's kind of like the protector of the land thing.
Got it. I don't blame you.
So if you're driving around and people are going to be looking for you, you're number 42. We brought that up. Is there a significance to 42?
Yeah, actually, when I was 8 years old, like I said, and I was at Manzanita, the only female was 42, Catherine Aragon, and I knew she... I met her years and years later, did a documentary of her when I did video full time, and she was 42, retired, and I said, you know what, that's what my number wants to be, and carry on the legacy a little bit.
Yeah. Very nice.
So you've had your little fingers in all kinds of pies.
Only way to do it. Your finger's not in multiple pies. What are you doing?
Exactly. Starving. That's what I tell everybody.
Maybe I need a pie sponsor.
Yes. They travel.
Well,
they travel.
And you know, I not going back to it, but going back to it, you know, the social media aspect of it is so important. We got to do a segment sometime just on that in general. And because you can attest it to motorsports, you can do it to whatever you want to do, if you're making clothing or whatever.
Everybody's on social media these days, but it's whether you like it or not.
But it's got to be really good. It's got to be funny. It's got to pull you in.
Well, and that's what we've talked about a lot with. You get a lot of people that are sponsors and they get interviewed and they're like, I want to thank my sponsor. And you're like, you got to be, when we were at the shootout, we were telling all of our buddies that we were pitted with, hey, be exciting when you're getting interviewed. If you get an interview, you got to be excited. Oh, yeah. And then she got
Piranha.
She got
you
her piranha. And everybody loved it.
That's
It totally, because I have a lot of, I'm on social media at times and she caught my eye. That's how I contacted her.
If you don't, throw it out there. I mean, you know, not comparing it, but I do TV, as I mentioned. I've been doing it for 22 years, and I wear a different car shirt every time. It could be raining, it could be snowing, it could be, hey, I wear that car shirt. Why? Because I want to, there's a million guys that do TV and just driving cars and stuff. I just want to be something a little bit different. Okay. So that's a good way to look at it.
That's why my hair is purple and I have a bright mint colored car.
Yes, I was going to ask about that.
I was
going to
say, what color is the car? Mint?
It's mint, yeah. The color of like her shirt, the whole thing. Mint, hot pink, like a mint bluish green, yeah.
Yeah, you got to get Chucky's. The gas station to sponsor you because those are their colors.
I wanted Bucky's to sponsor.
Bucky's, that's the one.
Yeah, I was like Chucky's. I don't know about that place, but no Bucky's. No, I tried so hard. I tried so hard. Bucky's is the best place on this planet. And Bucky, you're listening to me. Please call me because I will wear yellow. Yellow's not my color, but I'll do it.
You can. You're gonna get a copy to say I went there for the very first time. My jaw. Have you ever been to a Bucky's?
I don't think
you would know.
Where are they? It's like a Hobby Lobby, QT, Walmart, Bass Pros, mixed in one. Anything you need, they got
it. And gasoline.
And gasoline.
And they'll feed you.
Yeah. 100. I don't trust food from a lot of gas stations. Yeah. No, but they're cutting brisket right in front of you. It is good.
Can you take
barbecue?
A shower there?
No.
So one of those?
I don't think so.
It's not like a quarter.
It's not a truck stop.
Okay, it's not a truck stop.
It's a gas station. But it's the largest gas station you'll ever go to.
And it is clean.
Mainly in Texas and
Kansas, everywhere. Tennessee. Oh,
just kind of like right along, you know, the old Chisholm Trail.
Oh, 20.
I think I've spent probably $2,000 there in one trip. I have Bucky's everything. Cup, onesie, you name it, I got it. From the underwear to the hair.
They are sponsoring you?
I found a car shirt. Like, I wear a Bucky's car shirt.
There you go.
And it was the last one, and I snagged it. Nice. I've got T-shirts.
I think it's just genius. It's a beaver, and they built an empire on it. Like, I'm Pork Chop, I want to build an empire on a pig.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, yeah. You got to hook up. We got to get you like new skis.
Well, and they do the like, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you're using them. Sorry. Sorry.
She likes pork chops.
I know.
I like
you like bacon.
Bacon. Yeah, she's such a bacon fanatic.
That's true.
How many pounds of bacon do you go through?
Oh, well, I think I told you. I traveled with no less than 3 pounds.
Do you cook the bacon,
before?
Or is
ahead
it just,
of time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So then you just have to heat it up.
It's just easy.
Not as
easy,
messy.
You know, favorite type of bacon?
Nooskies. Mm-hmm. Peppered.
Peppered.
Oh.
Did I show you that first, or did you already know
I'd
about it?
I heard about it from my father for several years, but you were the first one to put it in front of me.
Yeah. And so that's every once in a while out of the clear blue if it's her birthday or what have you.
I never get old.
You need a bacon-flavored cake for your birthday.
Oh.
Next year. You got, what, like 300-something days left to the next one?
Ashley might be able to make that happen.
I can make you bacon. I'll make it in the shape of a pig. Bacon filling.
Brandon just said 2 minutes. Yeah, 2 minutes. Wow.
Our listeners didn't hear that.
It's just good timing, I guess.
Yeah, just the time. Scare the you know what's
focus you for.
Well, hey, okay, you know, so this has been a blast having you over. How do people follow you on social media?
Yeah, you can follow me at Ashley Afdahl on TikTok, Instagram, and then Ashley Afdahl Racing over on Facebook, YouTube. Kind of, I'm everywhere.
How do you spell the last name?
Afdahl. It's Norwegian.
Very good.
Oh.
That's why I have a nickname, Pork Chop, because no one can pronounce Afdahl.
Yeah,
I think
tough.
I was pretty close.
I thought you hit it right on the head.
No, you didn't. They say Aldalfadale, Aldalfado.
What?
So the O, it's, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that works.
It's Italian. So,
well, I recommend watching her on Facebook
and
or
is
there a Instagram
website? What's the group she's racing with?
The Now 600 out in Arizona.
Okay. Cactus Region, National. Anything Now 600.
HMR page on Facebook, too.
Okay. So, or just, yeah.
And we're AshleyAfdahl.com.
That'll be the easiest. Yeah.
And are we shooting for Tulsa again?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Ooh, no hesitation in stereo.
Right here live on Racer Radio. All right, guys. Thanks. Appreciate it. Let's hit the road.
Thank you.
This is FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer. Safe travels.
This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.